models for giving effective feedback. Giving effective feedback is a critical skill that is acquired through repeated practice and reflection on your own performance. There are a number of models which provide approaches that can be used to structure feedback. Model 1, which is the Situation Behaviour Impact Feedback Model, offers the learner a chance to reflect on their actions. It focuses your comments on specific situations and behaviours, and then outlines the impact that these behaviours have on others and an opportunity to discuss with you strategies for improvement. In the Situation Behaviour Impact Feedback Model, in step 1, known as situation, you begin by describing a situation the learner was involved in. Step 2 is behaviour, where you define the specific behaviours you want to address. Step 3 is impact, where you describe the impact that the person's behaviour had on you or others. The problem with using this model is that it does not allow the learner to express their own views, and the conversation is led by the supervisor. Learners should be given the opportunity to comment on their own behaviour. By doing so, they are learning how to critically assess and modify their own behaviour, enabling them to develop into independent practitioners. Model 2, Pendleton's Model, provides an alternative method. It gives a structured approach to giving feedback which engages the learner in the feedback process, allowing the learner to first identify areas of improvement and then follow up with a discussion to improve their performance. The Pendleton model consists of the following steps. Step 1, ask the learner what went well about his or her performance. Step 2, discuss and reinforce with the learner what went well. Step 3, ask the learner what could have been done differently. And step 4, discuss with the learner what could be done differently and then make suggestions for improvement. Model 3, the Reflective Feedback Conversation Model, is a more useful approach to giving feedback. This approach encourages learners to reflect on their actions and to motivate subsequent improvement in performance, as it includes a discussion about how the learner plans to improve. Using the reflective feedback conversation approach encourages the learner's ability to self-assess and leads to a shared view of what the agreed improvements will look like. This method is quick and can be routinely incorporated into clinical teaching and learning. The steps for this model are: Step 1. The supervisor asks the learner to share any concerns he or she may have about the recently completed performance. Step 2. The learner describes concerns and what they would have liked to have done better. Step 3, the supervisor provides views on the performance of concern and offers support. Step 4, the supervisor asks the learner to reflect on what might improve the situation. Step 5, the learner responds. And then step 6, the supervisor elaborates on the learner's response, correcting if necessary and checks for their understanding. In your reflection journal for Activity 3, find multiple opportunities to give feedback to your learner. Try giving feedback using a different feedback model each time. Ask for feedback on your performance and reflect on the models you have used. Note down the advantages and disadvantages of each, helping you see which one works best for you. And that's the models for giving effective feedback.